Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to reveal the tales of your life. So many secrets are locked inside your mind, but you're all equal in life, equal in love.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, let's go. Hey, yo, this is John from Hip Talk Radio. You're listening to Paranormal Talk with my homegirl, Annette Jones. Make sure you keep it locked for tarot card reading. A lot of interesting stories going on here. Paranormal Talk, Annette Jones. One love.
She was a bounce machine. She kept the moon and clean. She was a bounce damn woman that I ever seen. She had the thankless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me out with those American thighs.
Good morning, everybody. What is today? December 3rd, and this is Paranormal Talk. I'm your host, Annette Jones, and on the line with us, technical difficulties, we rescheduled the Pet Talk segment with Tim Link for this morning. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Annette. How are you doing this morning?
I'm sleepy.
Yeah,
it's a little early in the day for me, but, you know.
I was going to say, it's going to be a little early to have paranormal talk, but that's okay. We'll see if we can help some people out with their pets and get them a better understanding of what their pets are thinking.
Right, exactly. So, first of all, I'm going to let you go ahead and plug your web, since you have been so kind as to come back and do this again. Twice in 1 month, my goodness. go ahead and plug your website, tell people about it, tell them how they can sign up for your newsletter and about your specials that you're running for the Christmas season.
Okay, sure. Well, the best way to find out about me, Tim Link, and the business Wagging Tales is to go to the website, which is wagging-tales.com. That's wagging-tales.com. It's all about the tales and the stories that the animals tell us. On there you'll find out more about me, more about animal communication and Reiki energy healing, since I'm a Reiki master and do Reiki energy healing for animals. There is also all kinds of helpful hints, advice, links, wonderful things you can find out about. We have all of our TV and radio clips on there as well. So it's a great site just to spend some time with and listen and find out more about what's going on with in the world of pets and animals in general. There's also a wonderful monthly e-newsletter that we put out the first day of every month. So the latest one just came out December 1st, but it's going to be archived on the website. But you can sign up for your own personalized copy to receive your copy each and every month by going to the website at wagging-tales.com, sign up for the e-newsletter. And the newsletter is a great newsletter in the fact that it not only keeps you abreast on what's going on with me, the places I'll be speaking and appearing, places I'll be doing book signings with my book, Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tale, but it also has helpful hints and advice in there, little tips that you need to know. So this month we're covering potentially poisonous plants for the holiday season, things like poinsettias and mistletoe and those type of plants that we bring in during the holidays, how to be careful with those around your pets. And there's also helpful advice in there about medical ID tags. I think everybody hopefully are putting collars and identification tags on their pets with their name, address, and phone number, but it's also very important to put medical ID tags on there as well for any allergies or any health and physical issues that your pets may have. You need to have those listed on there on a separate tag just in case your animal does get loose.
Right, just like people that have diabetes or allergies to certain medications, like you'd wear a medic alert necklace or bracelet or something. It's the same thing for your pet, right?
Absolutely. And it can be as simple. There are medical alert identification tags designed just for pets, or you can just simply go down to your local pet store and get one printed out. But, yeah, you want to list the things that they're allergic to, especially the things that will cause them harm, like diabetes. And if your animal is deaf or blind or has some other ailment, you want to list those things on there. Just in the case that the animal does get loose, the people not only can identify who they belong to, but in the interim can take care of them properly. So it's very important to put those medical ID tags on there. So the December newsletter goes in a little bit more detail about that. You can also visit the blog, which is located on the website, and read in more detail about that and where to get them and how to, you know, what information you should put on there. So there's wonderful wonderful little tips in there about that in the newsletter. And then there's also special promotions. We do promotions pretty much every month that are only available, or the best place to hear about them, I guess, would be the e-newsletter. And this month, month of December, we've got a couple of really good ones going on. The first one being the purchase of two books. So purchase two of my books from my website. So the Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tale book. Purchase that from the website, and for every two that you purchase, you get a third one for free. So that's a great value, great gift to give to friends and family during the holidays. I'll be glad to sign them and customize them any way you want and send them to you and get them to you before Christmas. And that promotion will be running through the 15th of December to allow us enough time to get them to your homes in order to have them for Christmas Day. And then the second promotion we have going on, which is a really good one, that, as you know, I do individual consultations where people will contact me about their pets, and we set up usually phone consultations. I do in person as well, but these are phone consultations. And the phone consultations, we go in a lot more detail, a lot more in-depth, answering questions and solving problems of your pets, a lot more than we can do on the radio show. So through these individual consultations, we're doing a promotion this month where if you sign up for a 30-minute or a one-hour phone consultation, you get the equivalent for free. So sign up for a 30-minute consultation, you get another 30-minute consultation for free. Sign up for 1 hour, you get 1 hour free. And so you can feel free to give away the extra hour or half an hour to a friend or relative in the form of a gift certificate. The consultation, you can sign up for it now, and you can use it all the way through the end of December 31st, 2010, so you get plenty of time to use it, so you don't have to rush through things. So that promotion is running through the end of the month as well. By a 30-minute or a 60-minute phone consultation, you get the equivalent for free, and that's up to a $95 value, so it's a pretty good deal.
Very good deal. It's a very good deal. Now, you kind of mentioned briefly about poisonous plants for holiday seasons, like poinsettias and what was the other, the mistletoe?
Yeah, you got to be careful. Mistletoe and holly, those type of things can be poisonous to your pets.
Right.
And, so, and, you know, these are... Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So these are, yeah, these are items obviously we bring in and we decorate throughout the house, and some of them are within the reach of our dogs and our cats and the rest of our animals in our house, but they can be poisonous. If congested by an animal, it could definitely make them very sick, if not cause death, depending on their immune system. So, so I don't want you to deter yourself from bringing in those beautiful holiday plants, but just be cognizant of where you put them and what's going on with them. Make sure that if it's a poinsettia, that it's plenty, you know, keeps its moisture in it, keeps it from losing its petals and losing any sort of berries that are on the plant itself. Make sure that if you have cats in your house, that you're keeping it out of the reach of the cats who like to climb on the counters and climb on the shelves and back of chairs, etc., to get to plants. So you want to be careful of that as well. And if you're going away, you know, if you're going to be out of the house or you're going to be traveling, you're leaving your pets in the house, then go ahead and put them away. Put them in a cool closet. Put them someplace out of reach of the animals just so they don't get into mischief while you're gone. So
right.
Enjoy those holiday plants, but be very cognizant of where you locate them. Keep them moist and also keep them out of the reach of your beautiful furry friends.
Right. I've also heard that lilies can be dangerous as well.
Yeah, definitely so. Definitely so. So people will bring lilies in as well. And that definitely can be a situation. We had a friend of the family's who had a cat that had passed away because she had unfortunately left the lily up on the counter. The cat got into the lily, congested a large quantity of the plant, and ended up dying from the poison in the plant. So be careful. Be cognizant, as always, during the holiday season. There's a lot of things you want to do for your pets, a lot of things you got to take care of for your pets. Don't forget to don't forget them. That's the biggest thing in the holiday activities.
Right.
We tend to sort of forget about Fido and Fluffy. So be cognizant of what's going on with them.
Especially if you're going to have a live tree and you have cats, you really need to secure that puppy to the wall because cats like to climb. And a Christmas tree is no exception. They'll get up there and they'll try to climb to the top of that sucker. And they'll knock it over. They'll not only break all your decorations, they can seriously hurt themselves as well. So I'm sure that's anchored to the wall if you're going to have a live tree in your house. I mean, they'll climb artificial trees, won't they? It's just they prefer the live trees.
Right. Hello?
Hello? Tim? Hello?
Oh, we're back?
Yeah, we're back. Are you there, Tim?
I'm here. Sorry about that. Got some more ghosts in the phone lines or something here today.
Oh, boy. Fun. Well, I was just talking about the Christmas trees.
Yeah, as you said, you're absolutely right. You want to keep them anchored down. You want to keep them protected so they don't get knocked over and knock over other things in the house. There's other things you want to be cognizant of with the Christmas tree. Obviously, if you're bringing out some of the older ornaments that were made of glass, some of the glass bulb ornaments that, you know, it's tradition to bring out ornaments that you had in your childhood and put them on the on the tree. And those glass ornaments are obviously very vulnerable, and if they get knocked over, they could cut the pads of your animal or they could be congested. So you want to be cognizant of those, make sure that they're well out of the reach of the animals, especially the cats. And you also have to be cognizant of some of the newer ornaments that you're putting on the tree. A lot of them are made out of plastic nowadays, but they have a lot of moving parts in them and around them. A lot of little turning devices, cranking devices, little spinning things that go on the outside of them. And they're really beautiful to watch, but those pieces can get become broken and fallen off and can be congested by your animals. You've got to be careful with those as well. I encourage you when you bring the ornaments out, if you haven't done so already, when you bring the ornaments out of their boxes, even though they've been in a box in the same place for a good year, you want to make sure that you check all the pieces and all the parts and make sure they're secure before they go on the tree.
Right. Okay. So now that we've covered the holiday do's and don'ts, let's start talking to these beautiful animals. Now, if anybody wants to see photos of the animals that Tim is about to speak to, you can go to my website, www.mytarotdreams.com/pets, and have a look. There's not many this month, which is why we're only doing a half-hour show this morning. And if anybody is listening and has a question about your pet that you would like to ask Tim, the number to call is 646-915-8522. Okay, first we're going to talk to Ashes. Now, Ashes' daddy, Mike, actually sent that photo in last month, but he didn't get it in time for November's show, so I promised him we'd do it this month. So, and he did have some concerns about Ashes. Ashes had been ill.
Ashes, she's feeling much better now. I know she had, I think Mike had mentioned that she had some health problems. I'm getting a lot of stomach issues, a lot of sensitivity in the stomach. I don't know if it was a pancreatitis type thing or if it was some sort of other issue with Ashes, but I'm getting real some sensitivity in the stomach. I think it's better than what it was. So however you were treating her, I think she's on the rebound from that. So I think that's a very good thing. It's just going to be something, Mike, you're going to have to keep an eye on a regular basis. I think this is going to be a sensitive area for her, and I think it's something that you're just going to keep an eye on. Put her on some a diet that is for sensitive stomachs. Put her on a diet that has low grains and a decent amount of protein in there. And obviously, if you can give her things like whole foods, things like carrots and squash, green beans, sweet potatoes, things of this sort. That's going to be good for her as well. Cause a lot of fiber, a lot of bulk in the stool, which will help her go on a regular basis. So it felt kind of out of sorts. She felt kind of out of sorts. She said she was, it feels tender in the stomach. She said not good. She said she didn't feel good. So but she's feeling good now. So I think she's on the rebound. So I think you're, keep doing the things you're doing. If she's on any sort of medication, continue on with that. Otherwise, get her on a really good diet. Make sure it has a lot of whole foods in there and limit the amount of grains that go into her diet. And I think she'll be okay.
Okay. Good deal. Okay. And let's talk to my G-copter.
I think I lost you there.
What's he busy thinking about this month besides his stomach? He's always hungry, that dog. Hello?
Okay. I'm sorry, Annette. Repeat that again. Somehow I lost you there.
Okay. I said, let's go ahead and talk to Copter and tell me what he got on his mind this month. He, you know, besides being hungry, that dog is always hungry. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's obviously he's ready for some more food. He's definitely that. You've got that spot
mm-hmm.
on. No, he feels pretty good. Today he feels a little bored. How active is he today? He seems a little bored, wanting to go outside a little bit more. Have you had any change? I know there's been some weather going through there, and that may have changed his how he's acting.
Yeah, he goes through this thing. He wants to be outside right because my daughter just left for work.
Okay.
And one thing, you can probably hear him whine if you listen close.
Yeah.
So I'm getting up, and I'm going to let him out the door so he can say goodbye.
That sounds good. Yeah, I don't hear him, but I know he was very anxious. He wanted to go outside. I thought maybe it's perhaps with the weather change going on, with the coolness of the weather. He's going to...
Yeah, he does that too, though. He wants out and then back in, and then back out, and then back in. Drives me nuts.
So he likes to keep active. He's really curious. He's a real curious boy about what's going on. So he'll get bored pretty easily. So he'll want to come in and go out and see what's going on, see if he can get involved with something out there. So I think that's okay. That's a good thing for him. I know it's annoying for you, but it's a good thing for him. But no, he feels good. I think everything went well. I'm hoping he didn't have too much turkey dinner.
No, he didn't get too much of it.
That's right.
He did. My sister, when she took the turkey off the bones, she just laid the bones on top of the trash instead of putting them way down there. And he got some of them. So that concerned me a little bit, but he seems to be okay.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, we want to be careful of those things. And that's another good, holiday tip as well, because you just want to be careful with the richness of the food that we have in the holidays. We tend to put a lot of fat-laden food out there, a lot of butter and fats out there, and that can definitely cause the digestion problem to be an issue with the animals. And obviously with turkey, those small bones, that can get lodged in their stomachs or esophagus and can cause some issues as well. But he feels good. I think keep him active, keep him interested, maybe do some things outside for some way to hide some little things that he likes, some whether they're treats or toys or something, to keep him mentally stimulated. It's always going to be good because, he gets bored, he gets distracted a little bit easily. But overall, he's feeling pretty good.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, you may have remembered me mentioning this little old dog that likes to open the gate and come visit.
Yes.
She was actually over here last night, and I found out her name. Her name is Bone, actually, ironically enough. And she just had a litter of puppies not too terribly long ago, so I was wondering if you maybe talk to her, and I don't have a picture of her, but if you kind of focus on her, she's kind of a German Shepherd, a husky mix is what she looks like. She's a beautiful dog. I'll have to get a picture of her. But she's kind of packed in my house, too.
And she says she's coming in on a regular basis then?
Well, it's not actually coming in the yard because I have a clip on my gate so that she can't open my gate because I don't want cops to get out.
Right.
But she comes around and I give her, you know, I'll give her a treat every so often. But it was kind of strange last night because she was sitting in front of my gate, just sitting there, and somebody walked in the street and she started barking at them and warning them on my property, like she's kind of taking over my garden role too, as well as Topsy. She's joining him. So I was wondering if you could talk to her and see how she's doing and how the pups are and if they're warm enough and got enough food and all that.
Yeah, she seems to be going. She seems to be doing good. She still has all the pups there then, because I don't think there hasn't been any that have left yet.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite old enough.
Okay, so she just had them then. She said
they
were just there.
Maybe a month ago.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to be very protective of those pups. So when they do, you know, if they decide not to keep all the pups, make sure that they're explaining to her when one of them, you know, goes to their forever home. They explain to her what the situation is and what she needs to do and why it's going to be okay for her, because she's going to be very protective. She's a very protective type of girl. So, you know, you got to make sure they're explaining that to her. But she's feeling good. I mean, she seems healthy. She stays outside a lot. She says she's out a lot. So I think that's okay. So just want to make sure that if you know the neighbors, then make sure that they know to keep, you know, if weather changes around there, they keep give her a nice cool dry or a warm dry place to lay and make sure those puppies are being taken care of. But she feels good.
Okay.
Now, is this the first? She said this wasn't her first. Was this the first? I don't think it was the first
no.
litter.
No. Okay. No, this is her second litter. She had another
okay.
one last year. Or I guess technically it was earlier this year.
Okay.
About 6 months ago or so, she had a new litter. That was her first.
Okay. So give her plenty of time to recover before having any more.
Yeah, she got in my gate. She got in our yard one time when she was in heat, and Copy tried, but she just wasn't having any part of him. Disappoint him.
Oh, dear, poor Copy. So misunderstood.
I know. He never has no fun, does he?
Nope, never does.
Okay. All right, so do you have anything else that we need to talk about this month?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I encourage everybody once again to go to the website at wagging-tails.com and spend some time there. We've got some wonderful videos and audios on there. We'll have all paranormal talk shows on there as well, so you can listen to some of them from the past. And, you know, for next month, everybody send in your pictures early. We'll be back on, let's see, the first, it's going to be January 5th. We'll be back on it at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and send in your pictures early and call in so we can answer your questions about your pets and, you know, find out what's going on. It could be as simple as are they happy to if there's some serious concerns about what's going on with them. We can definitely find out and answer those questions and help you out. So definitely dial back in next month.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this again with me this month, Jim. I appreciate it. After all our quote-unquote technical difficulties of the other day, I really do appreciate you coming back and doing it again. Redundant much?
No, that's fine.
So
you're welcome. I'm glad everything turned out this time. We'll look forward to next month. And if I don't talk to you, have a great, great Christmas holiday.
You too. Happy holidays. And join me on Tuesday night. We are going to have Philip Smith. He's the author of a book called Walking Through Walls. He has written an account of his life growing up with a man who was not only an internationally famous interior designer, but he was also a psychic, a healer, a medium, And, you know, it was commonplace. It was daily occurrence for there to be seances and healings and all kinds of things going on in the house. But the book is also about the difficulties of growing up with a father who was psychically aware of all the shenanigans a rambunctious son was up to. So the name of the book is Walking Through Walls. The author name is Philip Smith, and he will be joining us live on the air Tuesday night, December 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So, thanks again. Good night, everybody. Or good morning. Is this still morning? It's still morning. Good morning, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you all next time.